Okay, Zeke, this was Daniel. I'll show you the mass here and show it follows. Okay, Rabosai, last week we were discussing what a mikveh is, what a mayan is, and we discussed an ocean, the kasha of an ocean, and then we discussed also just because you dig underneath the ground doesn't automatically mean it's a mayan, because it could be coming from the side, right? It could be from, when it's coming from the side, it wouldn't be a mayan. And then it will, even though the side could be an ocean, it would be a mayan, but then there would be a connection because it's nifsa. Okay, so today I'd like to begin discussing what is the story of Nahoros, rivers. What is the story of rivers? Right? So rivers, we know, they flow. Right? So if it's a mayan, that would be good. If it's not a mayan, that would be bad. So what is it? So there are two opinions in the Gemara about what is the status of Nahoros, of rivers. As I said, the simple answer should be, where is the water coming from? Is it coming mayan water from underneath or not? So how do we determine that? So the Gemara says here in the Nedarim and that l'chora it should be determined by the season of the year. If you're in the rainy season, so then the water is megishamim. So that's megishamim is mikvah water. But then we're going to have a problem because the river moves. So basically what we'll have is called a pusul mikvah. So if you're in the winter season, so the rivers will all be pusul. Because the consistency of the river is megishamim, which is potentially what you need for a mikvah, but then we don't have the other requirement of ashborin, of being. So that's one opinion of the Gemara, that it depends upon the season. And the season will tell us what is the rove. And whatever the rove is, so we assume that in the winter season, the rove of the water is going to be rainwater, snow water, etc. And therefore we have to, so if it's going to be the robe is rainwater, so then then we're working in the mikvah angle, and then it has to be vashbar, which is not, so then no good. The Gemara talks about building a partition, Umar and Adarim here, that they would build partitions maybe to make the water stationary, so then it would be good. But there's another opinion in the Gemara of Shmuel, who says, Nara mikipe misbarich. Myth here on Nedarim Bemumr Aleph on page 16. And Rashi says, mikipe misal klobim bimkoro hu misgadol. Sha'afu pich an rom shamik shamu yordim naharos misrabim, ikim bim bimkoro. He says like this, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainus, Ein lechok Kol tipa utipa yored milmala she'ein the home ola lekrosot fachayim. So he says like this, that even though it's more rainwater than other water, than Mayan water, but when the rainwater falls in, that causes the Mayan water from underneath to come up. So basically it's more rainwater, but that rainwater is what? Is causing the Mayan to come up, so in the end, the robe is going to be what? Mayan water. So the first opinion says we don't assume like this, that if it's a rainy season, it's rainwater. The other season says, yeah, it's rainwater, but the rainwater causes, for every tipa of rainwater that comes from Shamayim, two tipas of Mayan water come with hearts. That's the Gemara in Tainus, page 18, where the Gemara says, that limchatipa milmala sheitom yotzei lekrosso shloshevachim or etc. So this comes out to be a fascinating machlokas between, you see, if you're in the month, the non-rainy months, so it's not going to be rainwater, so it's going to be Mayan water, and so that's no problem, because even though it's flowing, it's Mayan water. But the question is, how do we treat it in the winter? How do we treat it in the winter when it's rainy? So we say, okay, that's the first day, one day in the Gemara that says that's called the robe is rain and it's moving, so no good. And the sheet of Shmuel is no, because even in the winter season, it's considered rove of May Mayan, because the Megishomim incite the water from below to come up. So basically, it's machlokas whether it's pasul or kosher, right? So in Shulchan Aruch, on page 19, it says, he says that what? That when you have May Mayan, Matar Mizoch, Hay Hazochlim, and a Mayan, Sarvin, and Notfim, they call Kamayan, called over, Rabu Hanotim, Al Zochim, Kain, Rabu, make Shama, May Nohar, Eina Matar. So he says if it's May Shama is greater, usually in the winter season or whatever case it could be, then it's no good. Lefich Tzarek Lahakif Mapats, Ikayotzi Bum Osa Hanar. In other words, you would have to build a partition to go around the area that you want to be tovel in, and that water inside the four walls of the partition will be stationary, and then since it's mikveh water, you'll be good. But we usually don't do that. I mean, go to a river, any given river you go to, it's not going to be partitioned off. So according to the Mechaber, it'll be possible. But then comes the Ramah, page 20, it says, Yesh Matirin, second line, Yesh Matirin Litpol Benaros Kol Hashana, that there is an opinion, that's the opinion of Shmuel, that Nara Mikipim is Baruch, that even though it's more rainwater, but the rainwater is inciting the water from underneath, so then therefore the robe is really going to be Mayan water in the end, so then the fact that it's Zochel is not a problem. So he quotes here, V'chein Nogu, Ramah quotes the Kula Shita. And he says, V'chein Nogu Berov HaMekomot V'mokom She'en Mikva V'ein Limchos V'yad HaNogi M'hokyel Ki Yesh Lam Amal Yismokhu. And that's the Tshuvas Marik. So he quotes with the Tshuvas Marik that you could be Mekel. You could be Mekel to assume that to be Somech on that Shita if there's no, you know, it's not the best situation, but if there's no other choice, then the Marik writes, we have a minhag to be makel. Ikra did to be tefilas naros harbe is nadir al minhag shechasav shenogu lutpol behem afi mosag shomim. And so that's what he. So it comes out like this that the b'shas hasorach, there's no other mikvah around. And you have a river, you could use it. The question is it only for Ashkenazim the Kula, or even for Sfardim the Kula, because it's only in the Ramah. So my friend Rav Nachum Rosenberg, who's a big bucky in Mikvos, told me that he spoke to Rav Avadi Yosef, and he said to him, the Haloshan, that the Marik was a Sfardi, so even though it's quoted in the Ramah, he can tell the it's fine of that they could also be Mako. So this comes up in certain situations where there's no mikveh around, whatever, and that's the Trumas Hadeshin as well discusses this shaila about the Naharos. Okay, so that's an important. So the oceans is not nogeit. The oceans are fine because the oceans are Mayan. So the oceans flow, the Mayan fine. But this is a taroves and that's the story.
Would it be preferable to rely on that kula if one could go either earlier or later to the mikvah or a thousand mikvah?
Yeah, I mean, if there's another mikvah around.
Being to what? Being to either push off mikvah or do it earlier.
So it all depends upon all the different circumstances. You know, how much is the shasat chak and what's the tzorach? Well, it is. You know, you have to take in. This is part of the mix, and you have to, you know, figure that out. Okay. Okay, so that's basically what I wanted to cover in this packet. Now we can look now a little bit in packet two. Speaks about the concept of zochlin. And we said that a mikveh has to be stationary, it has to be bashborin. It can't be zochlin. And the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis writes here on page 4, going over to page 5. Mikvah v'ayin shenikim ma'at ad sheyichol ma'at v'dotiv ma'at ma'av holim choser in ze nikra zochol. Shakaka chalchuli mechalchola, page 5. Metaftefes v'nevloim ha'mayim ma'at ma'at. This is what I told you last time, that a mikvah always is going to have seepage. Right? Because what was the chasim sofer's diyuk? That the Torah says bor mikveh mayim, but it doesn't say what? Bor sid. You don't need a bor sid. You know, you don't need a bor sid. You don't need plaster. In fact, maybe I'll show you this in a future packet. The Marsham was very concerned when they first came out with the plaster, and he was concerned maybe that was considered being tovo b'kli, because you could take the whole thing out theoretically and you're in a box. And what's the story with that? And but he says all mikvahs have seepage, because again, the mikvah that we talked about Bezman Chazal is the mikvah that you just dug a hole in the ground, so the water goes into the seeps into the ground. It's not like there was it was a little lining or something like that, and yet it's still good. So it must be that the klal is that since it's a zechila she'ain any keres, then that would be okay. So that's the famous psak of the Rashba quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, page 7, Reish Aleph Nun Aleph Nikev and Mikvah. Now, the Vilna Gaon takes issue with this Mechaber. He writes, Divrei HaMechaber Temuim, bottom of page 7. Da Rashba Kosov L'shitoso, the Svirulei, there's a machlokas about what's called zechila lamala mimem. In other words, say you have a mikvah that's more than 40 saw, right? You have a mikvah more than 40 saw, and the zechila part is above the mem. So you have mem saw, which is enough. That is stationary, and then you have a hole or a crack above that. So there's machlokas rishonim whether that passels or not. So he says like this, that maybe the Rashba, you see, maybe the Rashba permitted, because the Rashba was machmir, that even though you have zechila l'malam mimem, it still could pass on the mikvah. Even though one could have said, zechila l'malam mimem, so what's the problem? Just you have a shear, you have everything, you have a kosher mikvah without this zechila. So what's the idea? That even though it's the way some achronim explain, is that it's l'malam mimem, so therefore, but it still can affect the bottom. So therefore, you need something substantial. too, but if you hold that Tchila L'malo Mimem is not a problem, right, so then the only Tchila that's a problem is L'mata Mimem, so then maybe even a little bit is a problem. Maybe the Rashba only said it because he was Machmer even L'malo Mimem, so therefore he needs a bigger type of Tchila for the top to affect the bottom. But maybe if the Tchila that we only were talking about is L'mata Mimem, so then it shouldn't perhaps, then it should perhaps it would be a problem if the Tchila was in the Mem saw that we're concerned with, and that's when even a little Tchila perhaps could be a problem. So some want to claim that the Vilna Gaon is machmir even on his chila she'ena nikeres, which is, you know, if you want to say it like that's a very big chumrah, that even his chila she'ena nikeres would be a problem. But as someone once said to me, you have to, maybe I forget, one of the Rabbanim once said, you know, obviously any zechila she'ena nikeres, if you leave it too long around, it'll be a zechila nikeres. So if you have any zechila, you should already take care of it. So it shouldn't ultimately lead to Now, one of the big questions in the zechila world is, how do you tell if something's nikeres or not? There are two ways. You can go to the top of the mikveh, where the people go in, and look at it, and see, can I tell that anything is moving? So if you can't, looks normal to me, then you're good. That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is to go outside the mikveh. In other words, not on top of the mikveh, but look outside of the mikveh and see if there's a leak. You know, not from inside, but from outside. Like, you have a mikveh, so then you can look on top of the mikveh, or you can look from the other side of the wall, not where the mikveh is, but the other side, and see if there's a leak. Now, if you assume, like, the way that you look on top of the mikveh, that is a tremendous cool. As someone pointed out, because unless it's something that's going to be pretty substantial, you're not going to be able to see it. But if you look, say, if we had water over here, you know, and we look on top, you wouldn't necessarily see it. But if you look on the side, if there's a leak, you'll see the leak. The only problem is the way to. It's very hard to check to see if it's leaking from the other side, because if the mikveh is in a cavity in the ground, so you're not going to be able to see it. That's why there's some mikvos, so this is Reb Chaim Brisker, and he wrote his famous letter of how to build the mikveh. You know what he liked? He liked the mikveh, and Nachum Rosenberg was talking about it, he liked the mikveh on stilts. Because the mikveh and stilts, you just go on the other side, not where you go in, just the other side, and then you can see very clearly, is it leaking? You can see water coming or not. So who's the machlokas we see? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, I always say that you can go through the whole smicha program and not learn anything from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, because Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, the namesake of our yeshiva, was the posek hador. It says that most people in their learning never get up to learning Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. It's a higher level of learning. Those the people learn, you know, other svarim, you know, not to take away from any of these great Rosh Hashivas, but who was these Rosh Hashivas giving their shiurim to? 18-year-old, 15-year-old, you know, they were giving it to young guys. I don't have to say any names, but the famous yeshivish svarim from Europe. They were given to young guys, which is good. It was great for them. So therefore, when you're on the young age, that's the safer that you're learning. But Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's things are being written to great Rabban. He's not speaking to 10-year-olds. He's not speaking to 15-year-olds. He's speaking to other Rabbanim that, you know, the Rizal Khan was the Gadol Hador. You know, who, you gotta realize, the Chafetz Chaim, when he went for Haskama to his Mishnah Berurah, so Rizko Chanan was one of the people that gave the Haskama. So you understand who was asking the Shilas to Rizko Chanan. You understand that he was the, you know, Reb Chaim Brisker was asking his Shilas to Rizko Chanan. The local Shilas even asked to Reb Sim Kazelik. But the big Shilas, you know, Rizko Chanan. So the Shoyals, you know, so that's why people who never got to that stage in their learning, because they left yeshiva before they got to that stage, so never opened up an Ein Yitzchak, a Ber Yitzchak, a Nachal Yitzchak, and all these things. So you should see at least some things from Rav Yitzchak Kochanan. So Rav Yitzchak Kochanan is the one who has the tshuva, who says Lakula. He was known, and he's the one who says that what? That you look from the top. You look from the top, and then that's the Bikula. You know, you look from the top, and this way you can see it. Not, you don't have to look from the side. He says, "Is that posh of you do the map?" And that's this shuva here on page 13. Going over to page 14.
Nikotoloi.
Yeah, if you want to see it inside on page 14, Hinei Pashat Loshon HaRashba HaShulchan Aruch Mashma Da'ikr Toloi Im Ein Nira HaZechila L'mala B'toch HaMikva She Mizachelis Dikshera Hinei Pashat Loshon D'amru V'fish Ein Nizgulas Nikeres HaShmas HaPshar Hu D'misha Ro'es HaMikva L'mala. If you're looking on the top of the mikvah, you're looking at the surface of the water, it doesn't look like it's moving. Einu Makir Imhi Maskalis. And that's how he held Medina. So as I said, this is and others said differently. If you look in the Imre Yosher, and then Meir Arik, who was also a Gadol Hador Galicia, and he discusses on page 16, he says, that you look on the other side. And in Misha Rose Chila Zu Eina Nikel Chila Clark Eina Sheino Zochar Rabbe Taftif. Can a Iker Tala become Osi Zochar Mamish or Derech Tiftif? In other words, if you're looking from the other side, what do you see? You see just a little drip, drip, drip. That would be a Zechila She Eina Nikeres. But if you see something like a stream, that would be Nikeres. But the assumption is he's looking from the other side. In other words, because if you look from the top of the mikveh, you don't see any, you don't see a stream, you don't see a thing. If you're looking from the other side, that's where you see it. So that's why, that's also a reason why Reb Chaim could have wanted to the mikveh. You know, they used to have the mikveh in the west side that was elevated. And again, that you were able to be able to see from the other side, which of course would be a chumrah on this thing. And the Achronim also point out the idea of the zechila hadikeres versus not based on the din in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, I think, brings this as a raya also. That what did the Shulchan Aruch say? That when we talked about the Naharis, so he says, well, you want to use a Naharis, what you do, put a partition around the thing, so a Mappets. So Rav Yitzchak Kochanan and others say, what do you think, the Mappets was foolproof? That it didn't, of course, it was a mat, so of sorts, or whatever it was. So water got through. Water got through. So yet that's considered enough to stop the zechila, because it would make it a zechila she'ain any keres. So at least it would stop the amount of, you know, of Yitzchak Ochanan claim, whatever my standards are, that it would certainly stop that amount, and then therefore it would be considered it would be okay. And others as well, the Beis Shlomo here on page 17, that's a famous Pesach as well, the Shlomo Drimmer. This is the new printing. Same idea. Okay. Now, part of the discussion of Zechila is the following. What is Zechila? So the simple pshat, Zechila means that it's flowing out of the mikvah. In other words, say, by mistake, you left the faucet on in the mikvah, and the water's coming into the mikvah. So, and you already had the rain water there, so we'll discuss the halachas of, of hashaka and things like that. But so say water's coming into the mikvah, is that zechila? So the pasuk is, that's not zechila. Zechila means dafka water coming out. There's one place in the Divrei Chaim where he seems to be mashma that even flowing in, even though that's a whole discussion whether he really meant it. The Divrei Chaim has two svarim on mikvahs. The Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, the famous Tshuvas about mikvahs, and then he has a separate sefer on halachas of mikvahs. And in that sefer, the halachas is where in one place he writes that this idea that even zechila coming in might be a problem if you read it that way. If you don't read it that way, then perhaps he's not saying that. Now there is a discussion in the poskim about, as we said, zechila shein in ikeres and this, and so the poskim talk about filters. This people want a clean mikvah, so they want filters. So what's the story with filters? So the way we normally do is that when the people go into the mikvah, the filter's shut off. Because when you have the filter, the water's circulating. So it's coming in and out. So is that considered? So say by mistake, you kept the filter on during the tefillah. So that could be a shaila, because it's the water is coming out. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a truva here on page 24 about the swimming pool. Yesham filter. In Efshe Litvol Sham. There's a swimming pool, you know. So the question is, say it's done in a way that our swimming pools today are usually what? Mayim Shuvim. They're not rainwater, they're tap water. So that was a famous, mikveh that Rav Moshe permitted in Luban. Another famous story that Rav Moshe was the Rav in Russia, in Luban. and you weren't supposed to have a mikveh there. It was, I guess the government didn't want Jews to, you know, we're spoiled, we live in America, so we could keep Torah mitzvahs, but there they didn't want. So there was a swimming pool, so he built, I think underneath the swimming pool, I believe the way it goes, is he made a hashaka. There was a kosher mikveh underneath, and there was a hole, and it was attached to the swimming pool, so the swimming pool was by Shuvim. So then the people went into the swimming pool, and that was their mikveh. So even though it was by Shuvim, but it was attached underneath the ground to a kosher mikveh, so that's the din of hashaka. Then if it's attached, then it's okay. But Ramosha himself never used that mikveh. He didn't let his wife go there. So there are two versions to the story. And there's the true version and then the so-called... Some wanted to say, the way I originally heard it was that Ramosha was going to be machmir, he didn't use it. But I was told by Menachem Rosenberg, I think he heard it from David, that the real pshat is like this. Listen to this story. The real pshat is that he held it was kosher, no shilas. It's not that he was giving a heter to use a mikveh that he himself felt you can't really use. And he said, oh, it's good for them, but not for me. No, the pshat was like this. They weren't allowed to have a mikveh, right? So he built this hidden mikveh doing a hashaka from underneath. But he said that if the women in the community will get pregnant, so that obviously it's going to be known that there's a mikveh around. But he says he wasn't afraid. Because he said the goyim will just say that the women are not religious, so they get pregnant. So there's no mikveh. They're just they're not using a mikveh and they're getting pregnant. But if the rabbi's wife got pregnant, then they know there must have been there's a mikveh around, and then the secret is you know. Is unfolded, you know. So therefore, he wouldn't let his wife use the mikveh for a good 10 years. That's why there's I don't know exactly how many years, but there's like a 10-year age gap between Reb David Feinstein and Reb Reuven Feinstein, because they didn't have the mikveh, and he didn't use the mikveh for those years. Again, not because he didn't hold it was kosher, but So the question is, so what if you have a regular mikveh that's good in a swimming pool? You have the filter. So the filter is a different shilas of the filter, but one of the shilas of the filter is that that's zchila. Because the water is... So the Rivash says, we learned this Rivash last week, that we said that if you have a mikveh, that when you go in the mikveh, the water comes out. Right? So we said that that's called zchila. But say, if you have a mikveh where you go into the mikveh and then you displace the water, but then there's a slope, so the water will come out, but then as soon as you leave the mikveh, it'll come back in, so that's not tzchila. Tzchila is only when it leaves, not to return. So Rav Moshe says, so that's the rivash. So Rav Moshe says, so maybe a filter is good mikveh then, because the water comes out, gets filtered, goes back in. So maybe that's not considered a zchila based on what the Rivash said, and therefore he thought meikar din, if you made a mistake and you put and the filter was on during the tefillah, it could be okay. It happened here recently in the neighborhood somewhere close by, that there was a new mikveh lady, and she wasn't so. She was getting used to the position, so she made a mistake, and she didn't shut off the filter, and the woman went. So this Rav called me up to wanted to discuss what. So we discussed the different possibilities of coolers on this matter. So the Maisa, they were able to track down, because usually in any given community, the women who are going are the regulars. But every once in a while, there's a guest who's just passing through. So they track down everything except for one woman they weren't able to track down. And everyone else, they track down. So, you know, because this svara of Rav Moshe, I think Rav Nosson Gestetner argues with, it's not so poshut. He says, because the dimyon between the Rivosha's case and the filter case is not so poshut. Because the Rivosha's case is that your body displaces water. As soon as your body leaves, it comes back because it was on a slope. But it comes back with mela. There's no koach acher that's pushing it back in. It's coming back with mela. So pashut is that's what the Rivosh was talking about. But if you have a filter that the suction is sucking it out, and then there's something else in the electricity that's putting it back in, that's another koach that's bringing it in. So just because in the end it comes back in doesn't necessarily mean that the Rivosh would be moided to that. So it's not such a simple matter. Rav Abadi here in the Or Yitzchak on page 25 has a maisa that happened in Lakewood you see, there's filters also, you have, you know, suction, you know, that the way, you know, some mikvahs work today, obviously in a big community today, every mikvah is emptied every day. Every mikvah is empty because the women don't want dirty mikvahs. If you have a big community, you know all the big communities, you know, how many women are going every night. So the way some mikvahs work is that it's what I would call similar to like a vacuum cleaner, that it's sucked out. The water's sucked out, and then it's and then you dry it, and then you fill it with new water, and then you do hashaka, you know, we'll talk, and then you regenerate your mikveh. So say the mikveh, the suction was happening when people were going in already. So that requires, that should be considered a schiva. So he suggests from Abadi, a svara, that maybe it's only if the mikveh is leaking by itself. But if you're doing something, a koach acher is sucking it out, maybe that's not called zechila. It's a svara. I can't say it's 100%, but it's a svara that zechila is if you have a crack in the mikvah, and then it's going out by itself. But if basically the mikvah is abashborin, and you some koach mibachutz is sucking it out, maybe that's not called. So he says here, we pasachtu also lotvila, the hiski mal yadei agad Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's a different svara than what Rav Moshe was talking about. This is a svara that to say that zchila is only when it's zochel by itself. Hamayim mitzad atzmam v'tivam. But here, what is bashborn? There's no crack. There's no nothing. It's bashborn, and it's interesting because some poskim hold that the walls are an integral part of the mikvah. There's a discussion if you can be tovel in snow. So say we have a big snowstorm, right? And we have a heap of snow, mamish, tremendous. Memsaw, everything. So some hold, first there's a discussion whether that's good. Is snow considered the proper water to be tovel in? So the machabashit is that snow is considered is good. You can be tovel in snow. If it's, you know, sometimes people can be tovel in a kli. You can stick a fork into it, saves you the effort of going. But some say no. Maybe that in order to have a good mikvah, some poskim hold you need an uka, meaning you need a cavity in the ground. So you see, snow has a mila that it can be above ground and be stationary, right? And maybe that's good enough, but some poskim hold that no, you need it can be contained in a cavity. If it's not contained in a cavity, so then it's not considered bashborin. Even though it's stagnant, but if it's not in a cavity,
that's a chisaron in the ashbar in Shema. So if you say like that, then I could hear more, because then you're saying that the chelak of the mikvah is, why do you need a cavity? Because you need ashbar. But if you won't have a cavity, you won't have a, so I can give you a case where you can have ashbar and there's no cavity, and that's the snow. But if you say that, no, that's not called ashbar, you need that, that's an integral part. So then I could see what everybody's saying is that if there's a hole in the wall, because the wall is the only thing that can make it ashbaran, and if there's a hole in the wall, then it'll be a schiva. But if there's no hole in the wall, the wall is perfect. There's no leaks, anything. You just put a vacuum, and the vacuum is sucking out. Then that would be a problem. That's what Rabbi Bani was suggesting. Others would say, you know, there was a maisa in Yerushalayim once. There was a maisa in Yerushalayim on a Friday night, that the women went to the mikveh Friday night, and then they noticed that the machine that sucks out the water was on while the women were going to the mikveh. So they wanted, you know. So they discussed this svara, whether this svara, you know, but they didn't want to chachila, you know, use, you know these. So what they did was, you know, if you're ever in Eretz Yerushalayim, you know, you ever hear when they announce a funeral or something like that, they go around with this car, and they have a loudspeaker and make some announcement. So basically, so Friday night is not the, you know, so they went with a car on Friday night, had a guy do it, and some sneezdika oifen, they made this announcement to get the people to come back and be told again. So if you hold like Rav Bai's far, then Baker did, you wouldn't need to, but they wanted to. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure you've been in Yerushalayim, wherever you've been, Karabiyav, there's a lot of cats in Eretz Yisrael. So they think what happened was that a cat pressed the thing to cause the electric suction to suck, and that's what and that's perhaps what happened. There is a. In the Sefer Masoras Moshe, page 26, is Rabbi Mordechai Tendler's diary of Pesachim of Rav Moshe. They have a case here, page 26, that Rabbi First from Chicago called Rav Moshe the following. Say you have a mikveh that has a tzchila she'eda nikeres. Great. So could you use it? Because the next mikveh available is far away, and it's they're having a Friday night tefillah. Because the shaila was asked on Friday afternoon or whatever, in anticipation of this woman. So the question is, it's a tzchila she'eda nikeres, which the Rashba said is mutter, but we know that there are shitas that may be a matmir that. So can we tell the woman to go and use this mikveh that has a tchila in keres, or should we force her to go to the further away mikveh that's a tchila that doesn't have any tchila at all? So he thought that if it's a really a tchila shein in keres, so it's kosher, and here in this case she probably wouldn't have gone Friday night if she could use that, because it's miles away. So he says it's better not to be docha. In other words, migra din the halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. That's chila she'eda nikeres is mutter. So even though there's a mikveh, but it's better that she should go Friday night to this the mikveh. That's how Moshe responded. It's better to go Friday night to the mikveh that says chila she'eda nikeres than to and to postpone the tefillah. So those are the okay. So just let's review the main things that we discussed today. We discussed the machlokes haposkim about naharos, right? Are naharos good? So some say naharos are only good the summer months, but then you don't have the, which then it'll be rov meimayim, not in the winter months. And then the marik shita is it's good the whole year, because there's always rov mayim, even though it is really rov shamim, but the shamim, you know, caused the mayim to come out. The Mechaber says you follow rov, so therefore in the winter months it's no good. And the Ramah quotes the Marik that is Mekel B'Shas HaTzorach. And we said Rav Avad Yosef, Nach Rosenberg told me Rav Avad Yosef permitted, even for Sephardim, to rely on that Ramah. And then we said that Rashba Shita Vizchila Shein and Mikeres is Mutter, and the Gra perhaps is Machmir, and says that the Rashba only said it was Rashba L'Shitaso, that if you have a Vizchila L'mala Mimem, it'll possibly even L'mata, so then you need a bigger hole. But if the whole issue of Vizchila is only L'mata Mimem, then even a little bit is a problem. And that was first Shiloh to Rav Moshe. In other words, maybe we should Nachum Rosenberg said, maybe there is a shita that Tzchil Shein in the Keres is not good. So should we tell the woman better wait till Motzai Shabbos and go this way? You have no Shilas. Or to do it now? Rav Moshe said, no. Eager did we pass it like the Rashba, and that's it. And then the question of what's called the Keres, not the Keres. We said the Rav Yitzchak Kochanan says you look at the Kula. Look on the top of the mikvah. If you don't see anything moving at the top of the mikvah, then you're good. As others say, no, you look on the outside of the mikvah and you see whether it's just drip, or it's like a stream. And then if it's a stream, then you have to be machmir. And then we discussed the filter. If the filter's on, shas the mikvah, is not going to be a problem. So Rav Moshe said maybe Beaker, then it's okay because the water goes back in. And Rav Avadi said as far that no, the schema has to be that there's a chip in the wall. It can't just be a davar mibachutz. And the other sheet is as well. About this. But those are the two main ideas, and that's how they dealt. But in Chachila, they tried in that case in Yerushalayim to try to get everyone to come back as much as they could, and that's what they did. Okay. So Bezer Shem, next Thursday we continue. Have a good Shabbos.